Well, for most people, they won't develop symptoms at all. And for about 20% of people who are infected, they'll develop what's called West Nile fever. And the symptoms for that are very similar to flu-like symptoms, and the fever may just last for a few days. But for a small percentage of people, the disease can quickly develop into a more severe disease that includes encephalitis, meningitis, or poliomyelitis. And for most people, you may feel a fever, flu-like symptoms for a couple of days, and then you'd get better. But if you don't, if the fever persists or if your symptoms advance, then you should seek medical attention as soon as possible.
And many of the common symptoms sound like they could be attributed to just about any flu. We've heard a lot about swine flu in Ohio. Should you see your doctor if you have any flu symptoms?
I would say that it depends on how long, you know, how severe the symptoms become or how long they persist. If you just have a mild fever for a couple of days, then you would just take the precautions you would normally take for those symptoms. But if it develops into a more severe fever, or if you get a severe headache on top of that, or if the symptoms persist beyond 2 days, they should seek medical attention.
People may be reluctant to go to the emergency room for something like a mosquito bite. Is there anything about the bite itself that might indicate that it's something more serious than just a typical mosquito bite?
No, there wouldn't be anything different about the mosquito bite itself that would let a person know that that was an infected mosquito that bit them. Actually, most mosquitoes that bite are not infected.
Are mosquitoes the only way that this is transmitted, or can this be transmitted from person to person?
West Nile virus cannot be transmitted from person to person. This is a disease that is transmitted predominantly through the bite of a mosquito. It is a bloodborne disease as well, so it is screened for by blood banks.
And the virus can be fatal, and there are relatively few cases in the tri-state compared with other regions in the country. Should we expect more outbreaks?
It's too early for us to know how severe it's going to be. At this point in Ohio, we have 35 cases, but we have new cases coming in every day. And we started seeing cases this year about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of what we would normally expect to see. We also saw early activity in the mosquitoes, an increase in infections in the mosquitoes. There's a good bit of summer left, before that frost that puts an end to the threat of mosquito bites. So I think that we will see more cases before the end of the year. How severe it's going to be, it's hard to say at this point, but what we've seen so far is concerning.
You can find out how to get more information from the Ohio Department of Health about West Nile virus on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Richard Gary, thank you.
You're welcome.